From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mimi Wright. Heavy rain across Missouri has caused rivers to suddenly spike, shutting down roads and threatening scattered homes and businesses in low-lying areas. Nearly 70 roads are closed, mostly in northwestern Missouri, due to high water. The closures include stretches of U.S. 24 and Missouri 48. The National Weather Service says the Missouri River will crest Thursday in St. Joseph at nearly 9 feet above flood stage, threatening a residential area. The Missouri also is expected to overtop agricultural levees near Glasgow on Friday, potentially inundating some homes. Stretches of the Katy Trail hiking and biking path in central Missouri are expected to flood. The worst is yet to come along the Mississippi River. Towns like Hannibal, Louisiana, and Clarksville are expected to face major flooding by the weekend. Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats' opposition to the confirmation of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is one more reason for voters to oust Senator Claire McCaskill and elect Republican candidate Josh Hawley. The Springfield News Leader reports that Pence accused Democrats of employing search and destroy tactics against Kavanaugh during a private fundraiser Monday in Springfield for Hawley. Pence also praised Hawley as a man of principle. Hawley is the Missouri Attorney General. He told the crowd of about 200 that Democrats mounted a smear campaign against Kavanaugh and will move to impeach Kavanaugh if they win in November. McCaskill said previously that although she opposed Kavanaugh's confirmation, she would never consider impeaching him. The outcome of the Missouri race could be pivotal to party control of the Senate. Backers of broad marijuana legalization are looking to break through a geographic barrier in November and get their first foothold in the Midwest after a string of election victories in northeastern and western states. Michigan and North Dakota will decide now whether the drug should be legal for any adult 21 and older. They would become the 10th and 11th states to legalize so-called recreational marijuana since 2012, while Missouri and Utah will weigh medical marijuana, which is permitted in 31 states. Midterm elections are less than a month away, but only Missourians who register can vote. KBIA's Molly Dove reports several groups are pushing to get Missouri voters registered before the deadline.
Missouri voter registration ends Wednesday, October 10th by 5 p.m. Residents must submit a completed voter registration application in person, by mail, or online to vote on November 6th. Daniel Sarius is the president of the Association of Latin American Students at MU. His organization, along with some others, held an event Monday on campus to register students and teach those already registered voters how to cast their ballot.
I was just very proud and very excited to see how many of them came up to us today and like had questions and wanted to find answers for these questions. And I think that's, you know, something that we're seeing across the board, across the country, and that's very important. You know, we want people to be civically engaged and we want people to care about the things that are happening in our country.
Sarius estimates they registered 60 to 70 students at the event. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.
I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News, Columbia.